Before I announce or read the gospel today, I want to let you know that today we begin a journey through the gospel according to Mark, with some excursions throughout the year into John's gospel as well. I would like to encourage each of you to, at some point in the next couple of weeks, to read through the gospel of Mark in one setting. Chapters 1 through 16, it's the shortest of our four gospels. It will help you more fully comprehend the Jesus that Mark offers us. And you will be blessed. One unique aspect of Mark's gospel is the urgency. The urgency. A number of times we hear Mark use the word immediately, and immediately this happens or that happens. The gospel of Mark contains an urgency that underlies Jesus' mission, that underlies the work of the disciples. And I hope you get a sense of that urgency from the sermon today. And together, we too might embrace that urgency for our time. The urgency, the necessity to proclaim Jesus Christ, crucified and risen, the one who reigns, the one whose name is above all other names. The Holy Gospel, according to St. Mark, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.' John, the baptizer, appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, 'The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.' In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the waters, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, 'You are my Son, the Beloved. With you, I am well pleased.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The mission is on. The mission is on, and the one who bears that mission has been revealed. He was spoken of in the Old Testament through the prophet Malachi, chapter 3. "See, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come into his temple, the messenger in whom you delight. Indeed, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts." The mission is on, and the one who bears that mission has been revealed. He has been revealed by John the Baptizer, who has said, "One more powerful than I is coming after me, and I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The mission is on, and he who bears that mission has been revealed by the voice from heaven, "You, Jesus, you are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The mission is on. Jesus, the one who bears that mission, has and will alter the very fabric of creation. He will set the devil on notice that his days of destruction and chaos are numbered. He eats with outcasts and sinners, forgiving their sins and healing their iniquities. He calls a community to follow him, to take up their cross and follow him into the darkness of the world as light and hope. He rebukes the wind and calms the seas. He walks on water. He feeds the hungry. He casts out demons. He raises the dead. The mission is on, and on Jesus, the Son of God, the Holy Spirit has landed. Upon him it rests, and in him God is with us. The mission is on, my friends. The mission is on. Those who oppose the mission of life, its abundance, its joy, the acceptance of all sinners and inclusiveness, they have and continue to try to stop that mission. But the mission is on and it will not be stopped. Jesus has come and God is with us. He called the 12 and sent them out. He calls disciples still, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit through the work of the church. He calls them by name. He clothes them in righteousness. He claims them, feeds them, equips them, and sends them out. The mission is on, and Jesus gathers all who belong to him. He sends us out. There is a group of disciples who, under normal circumstances, gather at 246 South Clark Street in Forest City, Iowa. They claim their mission is to build community in the name and the likeness of Jesus Christ. Under abnormal circumstances, they gather online or by radio, but still they gather. They gather to hear God's word. They gather to be fed and nourished on the word through song and spoken word and liturgy. They gather to care for each other and to pray for one another and the world that God loves. This community of sinners has been altered. It has been changed by Jesus in the waters of holy baptism. They have died to themselves and have been clothed in Christ Jesus and are called to continue Christ Jesus' life-giving, life-altering work through love, through grace, and through mercy. In a world where governments turn upside down and sideways, this congregation, reflecting God's faithfulness, steadfastness, and justice, will offer hope beyond governments run by men and women, mere mortals. Our hope is in Jesus, the one who was, who is, and who is to come. In a world where economies twist and turn, rise and fall, like a roller coaster, where people are unemployed and underemployed, where people are run over and tossed aside, where business owners are stretched to the brink, this community will demonstrate generosity not based on world economies, but on the generosity of God, the generosity of God that has welcomed us with open arms through the work of Jesus Christ on the cross as he poured out his life to transform our lives from sinner to saint. We will share God's generosity not based on the rising and falling of the stock market or on the Chicago Board of Trade, but on the generosity of God himself. In a world where people are isolated by a pandemic, lonely, disconnected, disenfranchised, scared, off balance, this congregation will seek to find balance on the rock of ages, Jesus Christ. And we will proclaim and celebrate the one who brings water from a rock, who brings abundance from scarcity, who lights our darkness, who brings hope out of fear, and who brings life out of death. And we will seek to give ourselves away in any and every way that we can to commit, to connect with those that we cannot reach physically. We will persist and we will persevere through the Spirit of God. We will hold on and hold up each other as Jesus holds on to us. We will get tired, but he will refresh us. We will run low, but he will lift us high. We will turn inward, but He will turn us outward again and again and again to reach out to the world that He loves. Dear friends, the mission is on. Jesus has come. God is with us. He has called you by name. He has claimed you as His own. And He has called you into the mission that we share. Live into that mission. Serve His reign. Now is the time. Amen.